found this.
What is it?
It's a playing card. The Knave of Diamonds.
There's something on the back, sir.
By Timothy.
What does it say?
It says, enter Paul Temple, exit Louise Harvey.
Exit Louise Harvey. Temple, we've got to find that girl.
Sir Graham.
What is
someone in the back parlor. Look, you can see his head.
Why, it's Merritt. Come in, Charles.
Hello, Paul. What the devil do you... Sir Graham. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Merritt. What are you doing here?
I came down to see Mr. Temple, sir. His man told me he was at the Little General and... Well, it's lucky you were here, too, sir.
Why? What is it, Merritt?
I'm afraid I've got bad news, sir.
Bad news?
It's Ratcliffe and Chambers of Malvern, sir. They rang through...
Ratcliffe and Chambers? You mean the jewellery people?
Aye.
Merritt, you don't mean to say that there's been another...
Yes, Sir Graham. £14,000 worth.
£14,000? Good Lord, Merritt.
When did this happen?
About 6 o'clock. Apparently a man went into the shop and... Oh, by the way, Paul, Bryce asked me to give you this cable. It arrived about 5 minutes after you left. He said...
Good. I've been expecting this. Excuse me, will you? Interesting news, Sir Graham. It's from a friend of mine in South Africa. He's attached to the Cape Town Intelligence Department.
Well, what does he say?
He says, Sidney Bellman was unmarried, but he had a sister.
Who the devil is Sidney Bellman?
He was the man who assisted Harvey when he was in South Africa. They worked together over what was known as the Simonstown case.
Oh, yes, I remember. Didn't Miss Trent say he was murdered?
Yes. He was murdered by the Knave of Diamonds.
What does your friend mean by, but he had a sister?
I wonder. I wonder. What?
That's from the cupboard. One of the men must have come through from the house.
Open the panel, Dale.
Mowbray, what is it? I told you to stay at the house.
Sorry, sir, but this lady arrived and insisted on seeing Mr. Temple.
Miss Parchment.
So we meet again, Mr. Temple. How nice.
Interesting news, Sir Graham. It's from a friend of mine in South Africa. He's attached to the Cape Town Intelligence Department.
Well, what does he say?
He says, Sidney Bellman was unmarried, but he had a sister.
Who the devil is Sidney Bellman?
He was the man who assisted Harvey when he was in South Africa. They worked together over what was known as the Simonstown case.
Oh, yes. I remember. Didn't Miss Trent say he was murdered?
Yes. He was murdered by... The Knave of Diamonds.
What does your friend mean by, but he had a sister?
I wonder. I wonder.
That's from the cupboard. One of the men must have come through from the house.
Open the panel, Dale.
Mowbray, what is it? I told you to stay at the house.
Sorry, sir, but this lady arrived and insisted on seeing Mr. Temple.
Miss Parchment.
So we meet again, Mr. Temple. How nice.
Miss Parchment, what the devil are you doing here?
Well, suppose I said waiting for a bus, Sir Graham, would you believe me?
Miss Parchment, this is no time for flippancy.
Sir
I warn
Graham,
you that this
please.
Is...
Miss Parchment, I know why you're here tonight. I know who you are and what you are. But there's one question you've got to answer me. Where is Steve Trent?
Steve Trent? And who, may I ask, is Steve Trent?
Her real name is Harvey. Louise Harvey. She's the sister of Inspector Harvey, the
good
man
heavens.
Who...
You don't mean Harvey had a sister?
Yes, and she's disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yes, Charles.
But when did this happen? Surely you didn't know anything about
Steve's landlady arrived with the news shortly after you left for the doctor's house, Dale.
Oh, I see.
I think you better return to the house, Mowbray.
Very good, sir.
I'll come along with you. There's nothing further I can do here, Sir Graham.
No, very good, Dale.
Mr. Temple, I should like to have a word with you. Privately, if possible.
Well,
I want to have a word with Turner, so you can come along with me, Barrett.
Very good, sir.
Miss Parchment, I shall want to see you later, of course.
Of course, Sir Graham.
Thank you, Sir Graham.
We'll meet later, Paul.
Who is that man?
Which man? Oh, Inspector Merritt. Why do you ask?
I wonder, that's all.
Well, Miss Parchment?
A little while ago, Mr. Temple, you said, I know why you are here tonight. I know who you are and what you are. Is that true?
Quite true.
Then tell me, and please believe me when I say this is important, do the police know who I am?
No. No, they don't.
Well, that's a relief.
Why are you so anxious to keep your identity a secret from Scotland Yard?
I think you know the answer to that question, Mr. Temple.
Yes. Yes, I think perhaps I do. Miss Parchment, you've got to help me find Steve Trent.
Yes, yes, I'll help you. But first, tell me, do you know why I am interested in old English inns?
Yes, yes, I know. Although I must confess I was rather puzzled at first. During the last few days, I have made a great many inquiries about the Cape Town Simonstown robberies. I was very interested to learn that the Knave of Diamonds organized and directed all his plans from a group of inns, all situated in the same area. It was clever of you to assume that he would use the same procedure in this country. You should have been a detective, Miss Parchment.
Thank you. I think the Commissioner intends to detain me on suspicion, especially after my unexpected presence here this evening. If you could persuade him to refrain from doing so, then I think the two of us might quite possibly stand a very good chance of finding Miss Trent.
Yes, I think that could be arranged.
Good. Now tell me, have you heard of the First Penguin?
The First Penguin? Why, yes. It's a small, deserted inn on the river, about 4 miles the other side of Evesham.
That's right, Mr. Temple. Hello?
Oh, it's you, Max.